How y'all doing? Do you remember us?
No. This is he cousin.
And this is she cousin.
And we still had a power even though y'all niggas ain't come check on us.
I agree, cousin. I agree 100%. I had one person ask me, what happened to the podcast? And it was just one. I'm like, it said that like at least 15 of y'all listened to us. I ain't getting no emails. None.
Y'all don't care.
It's been 3 months. But if you didn't know, this is the Cousin Time podcast.
We talk about a bunch of shit.
We do.
Whatever the fuck we want since y'all don't email us.
Pretty much. And so, y'all can't listen. Stop us. So, cousin.
I see.
Want to give the people an update?
You know, life is still life. And, you know we're still trucking. Just waiting on the aliens. It's the last piece of the puzzle. Everybody keep telling me, like, you know, everybody keep saying like silly shit. Like, you know, we about to be locked back down. And I'm like, do y'all know something that I don't? And we're going to get another stimmy. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I don't know nothing about this. I don't know how these people are getting the information.
The news.
Oh. I don't have that channel.
You don't subscribe to the news, cousin?
I don't know what's really news no more.
That's a good point.
So that's it's a good like just be a bunch of people just talking about whatever they want to talk about. Like, it's just everybody only soapbox. The news only talks about what the news wants to talk about.
Yeah.
We really had a situation that was just giving out all of the like, yo, this is. I feel like the news should be an outlet to how to fix problems, not just bring light to them.
It's like, and in other news, we have all this shit going on. Yeah. And then now we got this going on over here. It's like, are you going to say what can be done to solve this?
Nope. Okay. I don't necessarily think that all news can be solved, but it is like, you know. I don't know. So I just like, you know, it's kind of like the news not really necessary until it's big enough to really shake where you at.
I mean, yeah.
And if it shakes something close to you, then that's when news is news. But outside of that, it's just like a bunch of shit happening over here.
Yeah.
Because I tell you some shit, okay? Some news that happened over here that y'all don't even know about.
Oh my goodness, I cannot. But yeah, okay, all right. The last time we recorded, I think I was going to Georgia, and that was in May. It's August. Georgia was great. It was fun. I got to see my brothers and hang out and be with my niece and just chill and relax in the country, and it was great. And then in June, I went to New York for a friend's birthday, and I had a good time. New York is not what it's cracked up to be, at least where I was at in Manhattan is not like it for me. It's too fucking crowded.
What were you looking for?
Huh?
What were you looking for?
I don't know necessarily what I was looking for.
Like when you say it's not cracked up, like what you saying it's not what you expected it to be? Or are you saying
it's not better than what
you accustomed to?
It's definitely not better than what I'm accustomed to. And because Chicago got its own issues, but I'm just saying for the way that people hype up New York, and granted, I was in essentially downtown, so I didn't. You know, I wasn't in, like, Harlem or Brooklyn or Queens and all that stuff where you get, like, to see, like, actual, you know, to be a part of New York or whatever. I don't fucking know. It was cool. It was nice. It's not Chicago. Our food's better. Our pizza's better. I will stand and die on that hill. I don't give a fuck. Because I had pizza from two different places, and that shit thin as fuck.
Did you have pizza from places that people suggested?
Yes. Like, these, like, this is where, like, you know, the people of New York, like, this is where they eat. So I didn't go to
restaurants.
Huh? What it's just a piece of, it's like a little pizza joint. It'd be like the Maxwell's of pizza.
Okay.
Essentially.
I mean, what's the pizza? Like, is it like Lou Mel Nadi's, like, known?
No.
Like, in the city?
No.
Then that's not, like, the pizza of the
city. No, because, like, this is...
Like, people know about Lou Mel Nadi's.
People know about Lou Mel Nadi's and Giordano's. But like, if somebody...
you have that level of known pizza in New York?
No, because I don't even know if New York has that type of pizza.
I'm pretty sure it does. If they said that they have... New York has its own pizza. It's like Chicago style pizza. It's that deep dish style pizza.
Yes, that is.
And
yeah.
If you go to Chicago, they have places where you're supposed to go to get
butter. New York style pizza is just big ass thin cut pizza. That's
but
from
do they have? Is there a place that they specialize in? Like you can
I don't think so.
If I got a deep dish pizza from the little corner, the little pizza
yeah.
place that was
no,
across
what,
the street
what
from.
I'm saying, like I don't think they have it, or at least I couldn't find that. Every place it was just like it just said pizza place.
Right,
it wasn't,
but that's what I'm saying.
Like they have like. I couldn't find an equivalent to Giordano's in New York for New York type pizza. It was just that this is the pizza of New York. This is what we got.
In my opinion, I don't feel like that's a fair assessment of the pizza. If you just saying like you just went to like some corner restaurant and it was done.
But
like
that was Chicago. that was all the pizza places look like that. Like that's what all the pizza places is one damn near on every corner.
That's not all, place. That's like a burger place. You could say that all burger places is like Maxwell.
But what I'm saying is when I looked for pizza, because the first night we got there, I was like, hey, let's just go ahead and do the New York, just let's do the pizza now.
And so what are they known for? Like hot dogs? Do they have like a hot dog?
Because as far as hot dogs go, you buy that shit off the cart from the dude on the corner.
I don't know. So then they, I don't know how to.
I know what you're saying, but what I'm telling you is when I looked up pizza places in New York.
I get what you're saying.
Like when
pizza,
I,
but it's not like New York never really stood a chance because they didn't have nobody on the level of what y'all was considering to be like top notch pizza.
It wasn't even top notch pizza. I just wanted some good pizza. Because even though I'm from Chicago, I can't tell you. I ain't been to Giordano's in like 7 or 8 years. I don't go, when I go for pizza, I'm not going for that. That's not for me. Yeah, I might have a taste for it, but it's like, no. Like, if you're from Chicago, your regular pizza is not no fucking deep dish pizza. That shit is for tourists. Give me neighborhood pizza. And if you have a neighborhood type pizza place, I'm like, I just want it to be good. But I'm like, I'm like, y'all niggas don't do sausage on pizza. It's pepperoni, it's cheese, and then vegetables, and then the niggas had pepperoni and pineapple, and I'm just like, y'all can suck my ass with that shit. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, and then I asked for sausage added to my pepperoni pizza. Mm-hmm. They ain't even put it on there.
They don't have it. Like as a
no, cause it was an option for a topping. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't put it on there. And I'm just like, I paid for this though. Like we had ordered because it was late and we didn't want to walk around too much because we had just gotten there. I'm like, so went on Grubhub. I'm like, okay, let's look for pizza places. And I'm like, okay, add toppings. You can add all these extra toppings. So I'm like, okay, give me some sausage to go on the pepperoni. Get my pizza. Not a fucking drop of damn sausage on the pizza. I'm just like, I paid for this. And then the last night we was there, try a pizza one more time and asked my friend, I'm like, okay, well, what they got? I'm like, do these niggas not have sausage? She was like, no, they just didn't. They didn't carry fucking sausage. And I'm like, who the fuck want to eat pepperoni all the time? Mm-mm. And I'm just like, mm-mm. And I'm like, but in my opinion, it was $1 a slice. You get what you pay for.
I don't know how y'all consider New York to have a pizza that's on par with Chicago when the pizza costs $1. That's not a fair fight.
It's I didn't know it was that cheap. For a slice of pizza, I'm willing to pay upwards to like maybe $5 or $6 for a slice of pizza. I just don't
feel like the place that you went is a fair
cousin. Shot. All of the other pizza place,
you
the
might first, not have been. You just might not have been aware of where one was at.
The first pizza place we went to, the slices was $2. And then the place that my friend went to was $1.
Because I'm like, you just, in my head, you just like going to like little corner stores that sell pizza. That's all that's available.
I'm telling you, when I was in Manhattan, like I said, I didn't get a chance to venture out to the other boroughs.
That's what I'm saying.
And try other stuff.
You're not giving New York a first shake. You basing like your Italian fiestas and all of these like these top notch pizza places that you go to a pizza place that's on the corner of a street.
But I mean, all pizza places on the corner of a street, like the location doesn't matter. But if you
the standard in which they sell pizza, it's not the same standard.
I don't know what the inside of the restaurant looked like that I ordered from because I ordered off Grubhub.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what it is. But I'm like, if you're telling me if a whole pizza is starting at like $17 or whatever for like a small, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not expecting a slice to just be $1. Because I'm like, a whole pizza was like $20. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, that seems fair. If you know, getting like a medium pizza starting with cheese, that seems fair. But then if I'm like, okay, well, let me get a slice. And they're like, oh, okay, $1. It's like, how many fucking slices in this pizza that you could give me this big ass, like...
In my head, I'm just like, you not Goodfellas Pizza.
Where is that at?
Staten Island.
That we was nowhere near Staten
Island. That's what I'm saying. Like, you ain't that these pizza places. I'm like, that's not a fair shake. That's like going to like, something that's in Chicago, and then like me going to St. Louis, and then like ranking it to like some like little burger place on the corner. Like, this is nowhere near.
But you
don't even know. It's just a restaurant on Grubhub. It's not like something. It's not like Goodfellas Pizza. Like the pizza places you went to, if somebody said that you ranked that towards Chicago Pizza and you didn't go to Goodfellas, they'd be like, that's not fair for us. You're not giving us a fair shot. You went to some little corner pizza place and said that this should be on par with all of the pizza places that you go to.
Because I'm like, I'm not trying to compare this pizza to Lou Malnati's or Giordano's. Italian Fiesta is then. I'm like, okay, a slice of pizza at Italian Fiesta is like $2.75 or $3. And I'm like, okay, that's decent. It's still a good slice of pizza. So if you're telling me if I spend
two... But it's a franchise.
Where?
Italian Fiesta not a franchise?
It's like three of them in the city.
Then that make it a franchise, right?
No, it doesn't make them a franchise.
It don't make it a franchise. It's like the burger place that Nicky's has.
That's why I compare it to Maxwell's.
But Maxwell's has like 4 or 5 different spots in throughout the city. You talking about this one place that just also does pizza?
No, it's a pizza restaurant.
I don't know. I just don't, like, I've never heard of it. I'm like,
I've never heard of it because I'm not from there.
You don't remember the name of it?
If I look in my phone, I can get the name of it.
Let's get the name of it. So then we recorded. So. Well, like, I just want to know, you saying, like, I've had the pizza and it's nothing like the Chicago pizza. And in my head, I'm just like, where did you have pizza from? You like, I don't know, some like corner store. And I'm just like,
no, I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't remember the exact name of the right. In the second place,
if you went somewhere to actually have pizza in New York, then I would be like, okay. But if you just basing the food in New York off a Grubhub order off for a pizza spot, that's to you, that may be a fair shake. But to me, being from Chicago and not being from Chicago and not knowing nothing about New York, if I went to New York, I would be like, you just ordered off of Grubhub. You're not looking for a good pizza.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know where I'm going to find some good pizza at, Deidre?
I don't know. You type it in. I just typed
it in. I typed in.
Pizza places. You didn't type in when good I went, pizza.
Good pizza is objective.
You want to go to where everybody thinks is good pizza, not just, you don't want to go to a place that says, oh, we have good pizza. You want to, when you go to somewhere where people say like, yo, this pizza is known. This is our best. Like, if you go to St. Louis, I'd be like, yo, you want to go to Emo's. That's our pizza. Now, there might be a pizza place on the corner that also does New York style, St. Louis style pizza, but it's not Emo's. So if you go and get another pizza from down there, and then you'd be like, well, I had St. Louis style pizza, and it wasn't all that. I'd be like, but did you have Emo's? No. Then it don't count. That's what I'm saying. And like, if you're probably like, yeah, I went to Chicago.
But you just basically...
What's something in Chicago? What's something in Chicago?
You got Italian fiesta.
No, just anything that the Chicago is known for.
Is we know pizza and
pizza, right? Yeah, so I pizza. Say I went to New York. Let's say I lived in New York, like, and I go to Chicago, and then I go to like.
So you can ask people you know that's from Chicago, who are their favorite pizza? You know, mine is home.
But I'm saying you didn't ask nobody. You just typed the place on Grubhub. But I'm saying
that's
you
why the second on- time that we got pizza, they asked, hey, where should we go to get some good pizza? I think they said, who were they talking to? She was like, it was one of the city workers, a cop, or whoever, somebody.
And that pizza wasn't good?
No, that was the second, that was the dollar slice of pizza. And they was like, oh, you should go over here. They have some good pizza. And they was open late because it was kind of late. It was open late. It was like, okay, let's go over there and try them because we tried another place. They didn't know when they got there that the piece, the slices was going to be a dollar. That's just what it was when they got there. But if I tell you like, hey, you should go to Italian Fiesta, I fuck with that pizza, they good. You get it? I'm like, I don't care about this. But then you can ask somebody else, I love home run in. Mm-hmm. You already said you don't really care for home run in like that. That's but your preference.
My whole thing is like, when I say I don't really care for home run in, I'm not saying that it's not a good pizza. It's just it's not my go-to. But like, if you had to say, I know pizza places in Chicago that I feel that I like better than home run in.
Uh-huh.
So that's my thing. It's like, it's not a bad pizza. Pizza is pizza. I love all pizza. You know, never would I be disrespectful to any pizza.
I would, because if it's nasty, I'm not going to eat
I've
it.
Never had nasty pizza, though. But
it wasn't good. And I'm like, that shit was thin and hardly had any fucking sauce on it, and it was full of cheese. And yes, I love cheese.
But that's
thin crust pizza is not bad, but that shit hardly had any flavor. It hardly had any sauce on it. Like, it was just fucking bread and cheese. And then it was like, spread this nice thin layer of tomato sauce. And they put that bitch in the oven. The underside of it be burnt half the time. And I was just like, what the? I'm like, this is what niggas is lined up to eat? Because when they called me and was like, hey, yeah, we getting pizza, that, it was juking. It sounded like it was a whole fucking club going on in there. And it was like, it was hella people outside. It was hella people buying fucking pizza. And I'm just like, this is the shit they buying? They can keep it. I don't want it. Now, I did say I was in Manhattan. So, there are hundreds of other restaurants. Like, that's just like me only. I'm like, I was only able to eat where my hotel was at. Any everything else on Grubhub, you know, after a while, you know, in the neighborhoods, shit closed. So I did with what I could with what I had. And I said, hey,
Nancy's Pizzeria. Was it Nancy's?
Because I don't remember.
I'm saying this is in
where Manhattan. Is it? What's the address?
This is in Chicago. I make sure this, because it's not. Oh, they didn't go to New York. I apologize. Chicago. I said New York. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
That's all I was saying. I'm like, because one of my friends, he's from New York, and he was like, it's a bunch of places, you know, like every place not finna have like good shit, just like in Chicago. Like, I don't expect every restaurant to just be fucking 5-star or whatever the case may be. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I also said, like, I'm not finna waste all my money just trying to eat some fucking pizza when there's other shit that I want to do. So I'm like, I tried two different restaurants, and that shit just, it didn't hit. Now, if I ever go back and I stay in, like, Brooklyn or Harlem or Queens or whatever the case may be, and then I'll give it a try over there. But for where I was at...
Pizza don't look bad.
What pizza? Let me see what you looking at. Joe's Pizza. Where are you at? Where the fuck is the address? Carmine Street. Of course, I don't know where is. Damn. Yeah, that is mad far away from us. Yeah, so I mean, best pizza.
See?
This sound like...
What you had?
Let me see where y'all at. No bullshit. Let's see. Order pickup. Let me see what y'all menu look like, because I remember. Ah. No, we ain't have all this other stuff on here. Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Buffalo chicken pizza? Wait a minute. That sound like it could be it. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, it was what it was. Yeah, I mean, if I ever go back and I stay like someplace else, and you know, I'll give it a try again, because I know like everything ain't the same, like on right in the boroughs, like shit be different or whatever. So it's what it is. But as of right now, it stands. Their pizza is not that good.
What else they had? That's how they got it.
And I mean, we...
Hot dog. You don't eat hot dog.
I'm like, not like that. Not to where I'm like, I'm finna buy that shit on a corner next to a construction site. Well, I'm pretty sure that should probably be good. But I'm like, I worked at Soldier Field where I just had to eat hot dogs for lunch. That shit not really all that great to me. I can eat hot dogs at home.
Hot dogs was good. I used to kill them hot dogs.
Yeah, because my ass, I ain't had no choice. Fucking slave. Eat this. Okay, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you talking about during the game? I thought you were talking about like the one they had, like that was across from the field museum.
No, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to no restaurant and ordering no fucking hot dog unless I'm going to a hot dog restaurant. Then that's it. And they took out American Dogs, so ain't no more of them. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So I'm like, I'm not going to no restaurant buying no goddamn hot dog. They cheesecake. I heard about the New York style cheese. Them niggas don't believe in crust. And I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? We had some cheesecake from Junior's.
This is where that argument stands.
This, and like Junior's, Diddy had these niggas walk across the Brooklyn Bridge to go get him some fucking cheesecake. They should have dropped that shit in the fucking Hudson River. Because it was not...
Where do you say that you get, like... really good cheesecake, like who does like cheesecake like outside of like Cheesecake Factory?
Well, Eli's cheesecake originated in New York.
Okay, you got them?
Huh?
Did you have some of that stuff?
No, I had Eli's. I had Eli's cheesecake here, so like we didn't go. I don't know like where their restaurant or whatever is, but I'm like I've had Eli's cheesecake. So that's supposed like that's New York style cheesecake. Mm-hmm. So I'm like I didn't feel like I had to go there because I've had it before. I'm pretty sure it tastes better like when you get it fresh from the place, but like I like their cheesecake. But like Junior's, where it's like, hey yo, like we asked people, they was like, no, y'all want some cheesecake, you need to go to Junior's. Like you need to go
take
to Junior's.
Your ass
it's
to
like
Junior's.
Okay. We did that and got that cheesecake, and it was like it was no crust. It's just a lump of fucking cream cheese and sour cream. It was the whole top part. It was no crust. And I was just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's funny.
And I'm like, this?
You should have took a picture.
Is what? Did I? I might have one in my phone somewhere. But I was just like, yo, these niggas is crazy. And I was like, so that's the cheesecake and pizza. Y'all niggas in. Dropped the ball on that one. But other than that, I had a good trip, saw Statue of Liberty, did a bunch of tourist shit. Ellis Island, Brooklyn Bridge, World Trade Center. That shit was crazy. Being at Ground Zero.
What did it look like now, cousin?
Well, where the towers were, it's the memorials. So the memorials are as big as like the building, like the base of the building.
Mm-hmm.
It was closed by the time we got over there, so we couldn't, like, go down and, like, see, because I think they got all the names of the people engraved on the side, so we couldn't see that. But they have One World Trade, which is the new building they put up.
The piece.
Huh, aren't you going? Oh, okay, talk to people.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about New York, because I didn't go. but Dipset did a song called Ground Zero that they did in the verses. That always make me think of the World Trade Center. So, that, you know, it's the little things. I mean, I remember where I was at when the World Trade Center stuff happened. But I haven't been to the memorials. I don't know what I was thinking the memorials look like. I read a lot of comic books. So, you know, I always imagine, like, some superhero, like, on top of the rubble. I never known that they did anything. Well, I guess I did know that they did the memorials. I guess I don't know what they look like. Because are the memorials just big blocks in the ground? Huh? Are the memorials, like, just big blocks in the ground? Like, what is it?
So imagine if, how can I explain it? So yeah, it's a hole in the ground and the walls
is around the hole.
Yeah, and they're engraved. I think they're engraved with the people's names, and it just comes up to ground level and makes like a ledge or whatever. So you can look down. You can look down in there, mm-hmm. but it was closed to be able to walk down in there. Yeah.
Due to the pandemic?
It was just after hours. Because we didn't get over there till it was like after 5:00. So it was closed. But it was just crazy because we walked from the Brooklyn Bridge to Ground Zero. So like if you like remember like back when shit was happening and you saw on TV like people like evacuating on the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm-hmm. You don't know how far shit is because you're not from until you actually there. So
did we do anything on the Brooklyn Bridge in the division?
Yeah, that's in division two, the second, the DLC when we go back to New York.
I guess you know, they don't show it like the distance.
You know, video games, that shit don't never be right to scale no damn way. I'm going to say, is it four teams playing each other at the same time?
No,
cut. Look, they got two scores up there. Shut up. But, so we walked from the Brooklyn Bridge just trying to find a decent area to call an Uber where we could have, like, an address or something. Mm-hmm. And then I look up and I was like, yo, we like a block and a half from the fucking World Trade Center. Y'all want to just go over here? And so we went over there and it's just so surreal because I'm like, I didn't even want to imagine what the fuck that shit was like that day.
In that scenario.
Because, so the subway in New York go every fucking way, go under the whole fucking island, which is why that shit's confusing as hell. So, because imagine, and you walk out from the Red Line downtown, like on Madison, and the World Trade Center is right there across mm-hmm. the street. It's like when you get off the train at Wells for the Sears Tower.
Right.
It's above ground, but theirs is just underground. So, and like that shit is like right there. Like, when I was just like, the first fucking building falling. This shit is just crazy. Like, I don't even want to think about the fucking craziness that was going on that day. Inside, then, though. Right. Let alone, like, all the shit going on inside. But then the shit going on outside because you got people going to work. Niggas going to school. You know, doing all type of shit. Driving around there. And the next thing you know, you see this big ass fucking airplane smacking to the side of this building.
Mm-mm. I mean, that's probably just crazy to see just from
just ground level, because you know, anytime you hear an airplane, like, you look up.
And that shit like that low.
But that shit that low.
My ass felt like I've seen some low planes. I mean, like, do you actually realize that when you go to the airport and you see the planes landing, like how low those planes fucking are?
Yes.
And low as hell. Plane big as fuck.
And then it was, and then I saw the memorial for all the firemen and stuff because the fire station was across the fucking street from, I want to say it was the second tower. So when that first plane hit, they was literally the first ones in the fucking building. And I'm just like, that's fucking wild. And then to have that shit happen again, realize it's not a fucking accident.
Right.
It's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute now. So I saw, like, we saw their memorial and everything, and we was just, you know, walking around, like, talking about that, and, like, you know, It's like, you know, where were you that day and shit like that. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, school, nigga.
We were getting ready for school, and my sister thought that it was the Sears Tower being hit. Mm-hmm. And
I
then
was in science.
Already?
Plane said at what time?
In the morning. It was like,
I mean, that's when you go to school.
What I mean, because I'm like, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
What time y'all start school?
It's like, we started school at like 8:20, 8:30.
I've been in school already. What time did you get? 7 o'clock in the morning. It was like 6. I caught the bus at like 6 something. First bell was at like 7.
Oh, you were in high school. That's why. We were still in middle school.
Oh, okay. Even then, I think middle school, I had to be at school earlier than that. Middle school, I had to be at school at 6 because middle school started before high school.
Let me see. What time did Tabs hit? No, it was, we were still getting ready. It may not have been 8 o'clock. It was probably around 7:30 or something like that. But,
I was in science. Second period. So it had to be.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, it hit at 8:46 a.m.
You talking about something? You was at home.
Yeah, we were still at home. I remember we were still getting ready.
Elementary school.
We were still, no, it was middle school. We were still getting ready for school.
That's what I'm saying. That's when the elementary school started at 9.
No, I was in 8th grade. We was getting ready for school. And Tiffany yelled like, "Mama, plane hit the Sears Tower." She's like, "Girl, what?" And Tiffany just kept saying like all this stuff about it's a plane hitting the building and all this other stuff. She's like, "Are you watching a movie?" And she was like, "No, because the news was on." And she was like, "Girl, that's in New York." And then, so that happened. And then by the time I got to school and was like in class, that's when we were watching the news when we saw the second plane hit. Mm-hmm. And we was just like, "What? Like, is this real?" So, yeah, that was crazy. But, yeah, rode a ferry. That was fun. Yeah, you know, it was a good trip. I definitely wouldn't, I could never see myself living there. It's too congested. It's way too fucking crowded.
Too many people in New York.
It's too many. I'm like, the side my hotel was on had 2 more hotels, an apartment building, 3 restaurants, a condo building.
But you said you stayed downtown.
Huh? Because I walk downtown,
The Palmer House is right there.
The Palmer House the Palmer House take up that whole block.
But I'm just saying, to have one hotel take off a whole block versus 3 hotels on the block, it's still like you congested downtown.
What, you don't understand what I'm saying? If I'm saying on this side of the street, I have a restaurant, another restaurant, a nail shop, a hotel, a condo building, a fabric store, another hotel, another restaurant, and an apartment building on the same block. With like, if the block was the same length as from here to the corner, that's a lot of shit.
I'm just, that's like, that's one block in Chicago downtown.
No, it's not.
You don't think there's a block downtown where you can find a place to do your nails, a place to get fabric, a place to get some food, and all of that on one? Because on the opposite street, there's an Ulta over there, a Subway, the place to get some clothes. You can live up on the top of that. It's like all of that's right across from the Gap building.
Ulta's not there anymore. Akira's not there anymore. What I'm saying is, no, it's not the same.
Okay.
In my opinion, I don't see it as being the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but those have been my travels,
I'm going to Vegas, but I'll catch you up when I get back.
Yes, cousin, that will be Matinaz. What y'all been doing? Do I care?
Should I care?
Y'all ain't coming check on me.
To check on me.
Right.
If I said something to offend you, tell me about it. You can write us at the email. I don't remember that shit no more.
I think it's the Cousin
Go
Time.
Go listen to an old podcast and get the fucking email.
Cousin Time Podcast? I think, yeah, the Cousin.
gmail.com.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Shut up.
Cousin, I think I burnt the pizza.
I know you did.
Cousin, what questions you got for me? Your ass.
I don't know how to, I'm trying to remember how to work Reddit. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, we got a couple questions. They say, does your mom have a catchphrase?
Does my mom have a catchphrase? I mean, I don't know. I guess.
My mama probably said, "Oh Lord," before James, LeBron James.
I cannot deal.
But she said, "Oh my Lord." Anytime my mama, anytime you catch my mama off guard,
she'd be like, "Oh my Lord." Oh yeah. I guess this is not really that good. Mom would be like, "Uh huh, you bastard."
That, I mean, that's it.
That's her catchphrase. That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it right there. Now, I know you had catchphrases. That's who, because I know one time, because her ass would be like, just as sure as my name is Magnolia. And then one time, I was talking, and I said that shit, and I said her name instead of saying my name. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nope, because no, just as sure as my name is Magnolia. Mm-mm. But, yeah, I'd say that'll probably be her catchphrase. You bastard.
Let's see. Okay, cousin. Mm-hmm. My question number two is, turns out aliens have been hiding on the planet this whole time.
Okay.
But they've been disguised as animals. What animals are aliens?
What animals are aliens?
The ocelotum.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what that is? The little salamander with the little fur.
The little cute ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know them motherfuckers is aliens. Ain't the world ain't never made nothing that cute just out of the wild.
Goddamn the duckbill platypus.
Oh, them niggas probably finna take over the world.
Them shits is that. Them got to be aliens. Because why the fuck would you combine all the animals into one thing?
But they would be. That would be something that the aliens created. Do you think that those are the aliens?
No. I'm trying to think of something that looked like it's supposed to be fake. But it's.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. I don't know. What could be? I feel like I want there to be an animal that look like a fake animal, but it's actually a real animal. So like, if you see, you
be
like...
okay, well, I would get your platypus thing where it's like, I'm trying to be a duck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you say this not a duck? I said, no, nigga, that's a beaver. That's a duck. I was like, oh, well, let me see. I just changed this.
What about now?
Nigga, you look like a duck beaver.
Duck beaver. Perfect. Close enough.
I've used all my powers.
But I can't think of anything. I don't know. And just imagine, like, aliens being, like, this fucking horse costume, pretending to be a damn horse, trying to sneak their way into stuff.
Okay, that's my last situation for you.
Okay,
this is a situation that, cousin, you have, what does it say? You got 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. To hide a full-grown horse from the police.
What?
You got 30 minutes to hide a full-grown horse from the police.
Okay.
How are you going to do it?
How am I going to hide a full-grown horse from the police in 30 minutes?
You got 30 minutes, baby.
What the hell, Dietrich?
You want to hear what somebody said?
Yeah.
You got to put a mustache, a top hat, and a monocle on it. Somebody said, this plan is foolproof.
Oh, God.
Disguise it as a police horse.
There you go.
They going to be like, have you seen the horse running?
Oh, shit, now.
Put two guys in a horse costume over it.
Funny as hell. Oh, man, I'm sitting here really trying to think, like, how the fuck would I have a fucking horse from the fucking police that's in my house. Like, it's a fucking horse, fam. Now paint that bitch like the wall.
Yeah.
And put some shell, paint some shelves on it. Like books. Now, cousin, you know what I do?
What?
I just put that bitch up against the wall and throw some paint around it. It look like a mural.
Shut up. You say you're going to do... Okay. So I'm also going to do an ask the guys.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll do an ask the ladies, okay?
Okay.
Alright. So, for the females, I guess, I'm not going through the questions. I got a couple questions. What's the dumbest reason you've been called a slut? I see that that's the first question.
Okay.
To my ladies, what's in your room right now that most people don't have in theirs, or most females don't have in theirs?
What's in my room right now that most women don't have in theirs?
Mm-hmm. I let you, then you can marinate on that one. And, why you weighing in on those? Go ahead. If you got the answers, then hear those.
No, I'm a ponder this one a little bit. I'm gonna think about it. Once I get through all the normal bullshit.
Y'all have some weird questions.
What?
I'm just sitting here looking for good questions. Episode. What are good workouts for your glutes and thighs? What is something positive in your country or state is known for? Or what about your place of origin makes you happy or proud? Women who run, how do you view being greeted? Oh my goodness. Female morning runners, how do you feel about dudes running by you saying morning? I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, God. I should have known that some shit like that was going to come up. I still don't know what the fuck could be in my room that's not common in any other room of...
Somebody said, this seems like a normal and polite interaction between humans. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm not going to get into this. I'm just...
Don't do it, cousin. Don't do it. Get out of there.
Does anyone have a parent who is really difficult but loves you as well? Y'all just be having some... just goodness.
Fred was always difficult. My dad, it'd just be like...
You love him so much.
It's like, bro, like, it'd be simple shit. And I was like, why do you have to make this so painstaking? But that was back in the day. That was back when I was a teenager.
I guess I'm just reading these questions. And y'all questions are very, like, y'all need answers. I'm just waiting until I go to these men Reddit and see what the men questions are. Just
like, should I put this type of soap in my tub? Like, what?
Is that, how old were you when you gave your heart away fully and went all in the relationship? What is something in your life that's very significant to you? How did you simplify your get-ready routine and still manage to look fabulous? How close are you with someone before adding them to social media? Like, what the fuck kind of questions is these?
That social media question is decent.
I'm like, these questions that in the men, because what was the question? Did you ask
it? It was, what's something in your room that wouldn't be common in another woman's room? Okay.
Hold on, answer your questions first before you go through the men.
So, I would probably say something in my room that's uncommon.
Fuck. You supposed to be thinking about this.
I was thinking about it. Like, I feel like a lot of people had the same shit.
Do you have...
I would say maybe my video game.
Lies. I give you that.
I'm like, maybe my console.
Yeah, like several girls.
I'm like... Some might have them in the house, but no, that bitch is in my room.
In my room.
Because I play that motherfucker.
And what's the other one?
Question. I don't know. It's like a good workout for your glutes.
No, those was just bullshit. Oh,
yeah.
The second one I told you to hold in your...
I don't remember it.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Ask men. Let's see. What behavior do you see from other guys that you just don't understand?
Like in today's culture?
Yeah, I
don't understand why we paint our nails now. Like that thing is like weird to me. Like, what purpose are we painting? Do we need to be just this fabulous in our accessories to have our nails painted and match what we wearing?
If you want to.
I don't know. I guess that's the thing I don't understand. But also, I'm old as hell.
Are you personally able to tell when a woman is interested in you or not?
Hell no. I mean, unless she makes it like, yo, I like you, but just like women, like it'd be like, and I, you know, I tugged my ear 3 times and you didn't say anything. What the fuck does that mean? It means I like you, stupid.
I'm like your baseball? I'm like, what? Like, the strike, you're out.
What happened?
What the fuck?
Man, no, hell no.
That is.
You know, the most indirect, direct people I've ever met in my life.
Somebody said, to a degree, yes, but I'm not always good at telling platonic interest from romantic sexual interest. They say, charisma is a hell of a thing. I know a few girls who are incredibly charismatic, and it's really easy to feel like there's a connection with them when, in fact, they're just really gifted at bonding with everyone and not just you. Let's see. What do men actually do with the nudes women send them?
I have a locker.
Here's the question. Do you jerk off to them? Do you just admire them? It's like, surely depends on the guy.
Yeah.
I think about sending nudes sometime, and then I'm like, is this weird to me? What's the point of this? That was the question that whoever this chick asked. Yeah,
no, man. I think once you get them, they're like, they good for like the time you have them and stuff like that. And then it's like, I might look at them from time to time. I got a locker, but I don't take the time. Porn is just so much easier to get to than me going and looking at nudes of like girls I've dated in the past. It's just like little trophies. You know, you walk past the case and you're like, ah.
I cannot do.
I don't know. Like, what y'all do? I don't know what y'all do. Like, all dicks look the same to me. And you get one dick, you got them all. And just like, this one has a mole on it. And this one leans slightly to a certain degree.
We can tell that. And it's like, that one that don't go to the left can stay that way.
I don't know if they teach dudes. I don't know how like crazy dick pics can get. Like, I only have like a couple different angles. And just like, that's what I like. You say,
I like videos personally. Pictures don't do shit.
Take too much time, man.
No, if you wanted to. Somebody was like, men use AI image processing to put clothes on the news, then properly introduce them to their mother.
There you go.
Someone's like, how you gonna be giving away trade secrets? They say, we need to call a secret meeting to discuss what's next. Should he be kicked out?
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. My homie just got popped. Oh, maybe the other dude got popped.
First of all, the responses to this comment, this is a... All right, it's time for every man to go to the bathroom for another 20-minute meeting. Who's going to bring popcorns? Because last time, they were a bit burnt. I would do, it's like, caramel or salted. It's like, why not bring an assortment of topics? This fucking Reddit.
You're talking about this.
Talking about, yes, family. What to do about this dude who gave away the secrets. What is it exactly about big rocks that makes them so cool?
The fuck?
Who the fuck asked this? A 5-year-old?
I don't know, man. I think I picked up those rocks so long.
You know what I'm talking about? What? Fucking Chris punching that big ass rock on Resident Evil.
This rock is so awesome.
Because when I was watching the thing about Resident Evil last night, and they was talking about 5, and they was like, yes. And this is where they was like, yes. And this is where Chris cemented himself in stone, when he punched a rock to death.
To death.
How did you get through your toughest breakup?
Man, you probably, as a male, I don't think we ever do.
That's a problem.
It is. I'm not gonna say it ain't. And you just kind of maneuver through that shit, and it's done. Read them out loud.
What size do you wish your penis was? Would you change it to that if you could?
I think all dudes would like to be bigger, but then you get girls be like, size isn't always everything. Yeah, I don't know what I would do with a 12-inch dick, and then go and get the nudes with the nigga with the 12-inch dick. It's weird. Like, you want to look at a 12-inch dick, but you don't want nothing to do with the 12-inch dick. But you want the imprint of a 12-inch dick in my sweats. But you don't want me to have a 12-inch dick inside my sweats. It's ridiculous. The things, y'all are the most confusing people to ever try to understand. I like it to look big, but I don't want it to be big. And you'd be like, every girl don't want that. And then there'd be that one girl be like, she. What would you do? I don't even want it that big. And that girl is like, speak for yourself.
Shit. Listen. I mean, you know, challenge accepted. And I'm like, nah. Don't knock it till you try.
No, I mean, I think every girl, am I satisfied with what I do with what I have? Well, yeah, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you want to tack on, a little bit? Yeah, hey, nothing hurts. Every little bit, it only helps. You know what I'm saying?
I cannot do.
It only helps. You know what I mean? This is
because essentially for us, like, it gets to a point where it doesn't feel good. If it's too much, like, I mean, it don't feel good.
The same thing is, like, you don't have to jam, my whole goal is not to jam every piece of penis that I have inside you. My whole goal is to just do it to it feel good. So if you only need 5 inches, I'm only going to give you 5 inches. But if you want the whole situation, that whatever, if you need all 14, then by all means, you got it to spare. Yeah, I'd rather have too much than not enough. I mean, the dude who said, yeah, like, he only had 4 inches, and she was like, well, I could go for another 3. He was like, oh, there's nothing, he can't do nothing. But these questions are definitely a lot more, like, ridiculous than the female questions. So what's the hardest way you get through a breakup? Is that what the female asks that?
I don't know, maybe. It's just asks men. Okay, what is something that's 100% a myth about men? Nah, I'll leave it at that one.
100% of men? I don't know.
Like, what's something...
I don't know what any other...
what's a man, like a man stereotype that you like, that's not true? Or it's like, it's while it can be true, more times than not it isn't. Oh my God, I cannot.
I'm just saying, like, what's a myth? I'm just like, I don't know what's considered like something that we, I don't know what a female, what's a myth about females that's not true?
So,
I don't know.
A myth about men is like all.
That we can fly? Like Superman? Do you believe in the one true prince that's gonna come and kiss you? Is like that? Do you believe in Prince Charming? You looking for John Smith?
No, I don't want that racist bastard. Like, I would say a myth would be like, all men think about sex all the time.
I don't think that's a myth.
Like, so it's true?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, no, never mind it.
I'm watching football, but you know what I'm saying? I'm scrolling past a shorty that I know have a fat ass, and I was just like, yo, I could fuck. And it's like, and it's just, that's what it is. But it's like a myth. I like a myth. Like, Bigfoot. Do y'all
believe we can fly?
Y'all believe in the Superman?
Do you believe that the king will come back and return to
y'all definitely believe in Prince Charming. Like, I'm just gonna sit here and sleep. Wait for somebody to come kiss me in the face. Take me away.
Calgoon. take me. Yeah, like, no. I mean, I feel like.
I believe the Prince Charming mythos is to be debunked.
I feel like everybody has their version of what they consider a Prince Charming. Like, what, like the fairy tale version of that is like.
No, isn't that true?
He's not in existence. So my version.
I don't know what your version is.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody got to
come kiss you in your
sleep. I don't want nobody just walk up, come break in my house and kiss me while I'm fucking asleep.
Who are you?
Get the fuck out of my house.
No, the mythos.
I'm just saying like the term itself, like I feel like everybody has their own version. No. What?
Take you to greatness.
Would you stop using fucking Disney as an example? Fuck all them niggas.
That's the mythos.
Yeah, fuck them.
I mean, you asked me about the mythos.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The Prince Charming mythos.
I don't know the, what's the word? The translation outside other than anything other than Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That most times is like the girl's asleep.
That's not okay. No.
And then you got Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. I think Pocahontas went to sleep.
No, stop it. We not even know.
Fiona.
Who the fuck is she?
They're from Trick.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Yo ass talk about something. But I think Pocahontas went to sleep. No, definitely that's not
the prince. The John Smith didn't come in while they were sleeping.
Cousin John Smith was a white man that came to her land, stole fucking Pocahontas.
I'm talking about in the Disney film. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about real life Pocahontas.
Who was there?
What are you talking about? It's history, cousin. Who? Pocahontas was based on a true story. That Disney adapted into that and made her older than what she was. Pocahontas was a fucking, like, 10, 11-year-old girl.
Shut up.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This the story we telling our kids?
Yes.
I've been painting with the colors of the world. And she was 10?
Yeah, cousin.
But, I mean,
Pocahontas was not a grown woman in real life.
See, this is my thing. Okay?
Yeah.
What's grown back then?
Hmm?
Like, how old is grown in, like, those times? Because, you, like, when you live to 30, and then you say, like, people at what age were they taking wives? It's like, 13, 14? Like, are you married at that time? Or do you see that, are they still waiting to 18? Because you're about to die in 10 years.
I don't know what it was back then.
So.
So
while I look at it with disgust,
but what I'm saying is, back then, if you are Native American and y'all have y'all customs and y'all culture, and it's like, okay, at 15, that's when niggas get married and to start families, whatever, because the age at which niggas died was a lot younger back then. Okay, that's what it is. But this outsider coming, just taking your fucking land. Kill your people and then take your 10-year-old.
That's how the movie went.
That's what Disney wanted to show your ass.
You keep me on guard with this movie. I was the one and the defenses was broken. What? This is a war? I don't even remember a war in the movie. The talking tree and the raccoon.
Oh my God. Listen.
I don't know. You lived your life based off the wrong Pocahontas.
Live my life on the truth. Yo, man, living on fucking fairy tales. Oh my goodness gracious, I cannot deal. But yeah, no, I don't want no fucking Prince Charming like any of those niggas. I'm like, my Prince Charming be Rick Grimes.
Hell no. He went crazy in there.
He only went crazy because they made him crazy. And as his wife, I wouldn't sleep with his best friend, whether he was dead or not.
Yeah, man, you might be the only one. That might be part of the female mythos.
What?
That's sure he's not going to cheat on you with your best friend when you go. Yeah, man. The main,
Your ass.
All right.
Silencio! But I have one for you. This one is gonna be this is kind of a, it's a lot gonna be going on in this one. So you are a 13-year-old boy growing up in the now, in 2021. You're not that popular at school, but you know, you make it work, you make it do what it do. You come to school one day and a nigga walk up to you and he got your mama pictures off her OnlyFans. And now the shit is all around school that your mama got OnlyFans. What do you do?
Mama. I don't know if I'm, as a kid, I'm not allowed to do anything. But I'm definitely, like, embarrassed in that situation. But females are taking all of the power back. They kids can't, you can't say nothing about a female and her vagina, not even your baby. Your vagina is yours. And y'all made that quite clear that if I want everybody in the world to see my vagina, including whoever, everybody, then that's my decision. So I'm pretty sure she needed to, my whole thing is like, I know that you could turn off the viewing and like certain parts, like if I was like to start OnlyFans, I wouldn't have, you couldn't, like if you was in Chicago, right, you wouldn't be able to have that because I would have blocked out like the right. Like my only, you had to be like in another place to see my
right.
OnlyFans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I guess unless I gave you like the actual situation.
Right.
But
this situation came up. Now, reading the comments, I realized somebody said that it wasn't real, that it was a fake situation. But I felt like it was still a good discussion because the thing was that the boy was getting picked on at school and he was saying that he didn't know if he was going to be able to take it anymore.
I mean, but that's fair. I mean, all they doing is showing your mama's vagina. Yes, I don't know what I would have done as a young male if I'd have seen my mama's vagina. And then let alone had my peers just throwing that in my face. That'll fuck me up.
Yeah, no, I understand. It was a conversation that was being had, and I was just like, damn, that's rough. Somebody in the comments was like, it's unfortunate, but it's like, it's a situation that he can't control. This person was like, my mama grew up as the fucking neighborhood crackhead, and it wasn't shit I could do about it. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it was like, pretty much, you gotta toughen up. And it was like, roast these niggas back or whatever, but how do you, right?
How old is this boy?
Like 13, 14?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But it's like, how do you do that? Like, how you just say, oh, well, suck it up. And you know, whatever, and I'm like,
because in that same situation, if your son was anything outside of what you wanted him to be, then you would try to change your son. Like, let's say your son was out there just beating niggas' asses at the school and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and now you getting the look from all of the being like your kid can't be controlled and stuff, and you saying, oh, well, you embarrassing me. You don't go to that kid and be like, well, that's unfortunate. There's nothing you could do about that. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, that's that, like in that same sense, you in a situation where you need to be looking because your actions are,
yeah,
affecting somebody else.
Yeah.
Versus, you know what I'm saying? When you had your OnlyFans before you had kids and you was the only one, then yeah, that was what it is.
Somebody,
all of this stuff needs to be like that. Nobody OnlyFans is safe.
No, it's not. It really isn't. But it's the same thing. But I'm like, they go. It's the same thing with like porn, yeah, in general. I mean, like
porn is different.
How? It's, cousin, it's free and it's everywhere. Well,
I guess Maya's still talking about like,
if the whole thing is like,
you go to record it and then it goes on thing, and it's not like you, if everybody don't know who you are, you start low.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess, I mean, it is the same.
It's the same. It's like, niggas got access to it. Some comments was like, how the boy changed schools. Some people saying that she needs to lose custody of her kids. I'm like, I think that's a bit extreme. That's extreme. I would say that the mom should have done better at
monitoring.
Like
who's out there? I'm not sure they don't.
No, because you can see, like, on, like, you can see who your subscribers and stuff are. But like, yeah, like you should have blocked it. Like how you said, you could block it, and like, so it's just like, hey, granted, you know, now you might lose fan base in this area, but if you just want if for you to protect your kids,
I mean, right? Unless that's how you pay, like, yeah, and that if your kids stepping in the latest gear and all right. of that shit, and it's all off there, like, I mean, you need to either give your son some fire back, and like, well, who got the pictures? You talking about so and so daddy?
Right.
Who be signing up to my OnlyFans paying all that money?
Right.
Where his mama at?
Right.
Oh, tell his mama that his daddy got my OnlyFans.
True.
It would just be a situation where, like, either you're going to own it.
Yeah.
And teach your kid to have confidence through that, have the same confidence you have.
Right.
To be able to fight through that situation. But if your kid not built to handle that situation, then that's basically what it is. You just have to either, like, if you're going to keep doing it and there's nothing you're going to do to stop it, and it's something that's like, yo, then you need to make your kid just as fearless as you are.
I agree.
So when somebody say, well, you know, I saw you on OnlyFans, what do you say?
You're right. I can agree with that. But I was reading that, like, I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's a good ass question, because, you know,
OnlyFans is cool, and you know what I'm saying, like, it's, you know,
also brought up, like, how was this kid able to get it? And I'm just like,
it's the internet, all you gotta do is click on it.
The whole thing with OnlyFans, like, no, you have to be a paying subscriber to get the stuff, because. But I understand that there are ways you can access people's OnlyFans pages without paying. What I'm saying is, how did he get this dude's mama, like, specific?
How popular is she?
I don't know, but then it came to find out the whole scenario was fake. So I don't know who this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I said that the scenario was fake, but it brought up a good question. Like, in this situation, what would you do?
Just scroll. That's everybody. I got Irene the Dream. I was like, hey, whoever. It's ways around. You thinking niggas is paying for your shit? Like, no. I mean, unless if you local, it's not taking a lot of. I mean, if you at this point right here, then you probably already made the money that you're gonna make off it. But I mean, like, no, it's all there.
No, I totally understand. I totally understand all that.
And that's just one.
Oh, because I already know it's workarounds and, you know, ways to get.
I'm sure that there's a guy one, but I don't know. I don't know.
Not paying to see nobody dick. First and foremost, that's dumb.
That's the biggest waste of money.
Like, I know somebody right now. I'd be like, hey, give it to me. And they'd be like, okay, here you go. Thank you. See you later.
But the other dude,
but like, I'm
got the 14-inch print in his pants.
I can see that shit for free too, because y'all niggas show that shit all the time, because y'all want niggas to know y'all got a 14-inch dick.
There you go.
So I'm not paying for it.
It's just the stock in dick is low.
It is abundant and low. It's a lot of it, and not all of it is good quality. And that is just the fortunate state of the game right now.
The dick game fucked up.
So yeah, that was something I had read the other day. I was like, I'm bringing this to cousin to see what he got to say about this.
No. Well, welcome back, you busters. Well, we'll see y'all soon.
Mm-hmm. So, cousin.
Yes, my cousin.
You said you got something that's been on your mind. You want to go ahead and elaborate to the people what that may be?
Yes, I thought it would be a couple weeks ago. All of this stuff is going on, and craziness and stuff. And it's just, why? Well, I guess in my head, I need to know, if anybody know, when would there be need for a 40-pound bomb?
I thought it was 40 tons.
I don't know if it's 40 tons. They're 40,000 pounds, I think they said.
I'm going to look up the exact.
But that bomb they set off in the ocean.
Okay.
Now, I've seen bombs they set off in oceans during war that don't look that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this shit looked fucking crazy. It was scary as hell. And then the ocean was on fire somewhere else. And in my head, I just want to know, is there something in the ocean? if there's something in there, and my whole thing is like, why, when y'all, I was watching the Alien documentary, and it was kind of like, well, why wait so long to tell us?
It was a 40,000 pound bomb.
40,000 pounds.
That was June of this year.
So I was like, why wait to tell us at the last minute? Like, now that y'all absolutely have no idea what is in the sky, y'all want to be like, well, there's some shit up there we don't know about. But if we'd have all known that y'all knew it was some shit up there y'all ain't know about, we could have come together and be like, oh, well, we need to get behind this and actually figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. So if it's some shit popping off in the water that we all don't, y'all trying to fuck up but can't fuck up.
Goddamn kaiju.
Say what word is. So
yeah. I feel like the government always puts, they always make it seem like, oh, well, we don't want to scare the public. I feel like you scaring the public by not saying shit. And I'm like, I feel like they underestimate the intelligence of the collective. Well, granted, yes, it's a bunch of dumbass people out there. We know this. They were storming the Capitol at the beginning of the year. But I feel like when all the shit with Corona first kicked off, mm-hmm. and nobody knew what the fuck was going on and this and that, the post office wanted to send out I think it was like a 3-pack or a 5-pack of face masks to every American, because right. they got the addresses. It was like, we could just drop that shit in the mailbox. Damn. They just want to just send them out, you know, you said we need to wear masks, bam, free masks in case you can't go out to the store and get one or whatever. That shit comes straight to your mailbox. They was like, the post office was just going to do that shit off GP.
Right.
Trump dumbass said no because he didn't want to scare the people. But yo ass knew about this shit since November, ain't say like, shit like, till March.
It's like, we could have already had a jump on it and already been fixing shit. But see, right. that's the whole thing I be talking about. And now y'all want everybody to rally behind y'all and hold the country down. And it's like, no.
Y'all
like,
niggas don't never hold me down.
Like, why are you rushing me to do something that y'all had months and years to think about? And then now y'all want to be like, do this. Do it right now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And I'm just like, I'm not comfortable. And y'all telling me to jump just because y'all said that this is what needs to be done. But it's like, y'all had plenty of time to sit back and see if that's what y'all wanted to do. I haven't had no time to choose. Mm-hmm. Now y'all think y'all out here to do what's best for me when y'all, like, y'all, when then you find out, like, shit like this. Like, this is the first time I'm ever hearing word
really?
That Trump shut down the whole mass situation.
I thought I said this before. But yeah, I read that shit and I was just like, bro, what? And I'm like, yes, the post office was going to send out face masks to every American, at least with an address, since they already delivered the mail. And it was like, they was gonna drop a 3-pack or a 5-pack of face masks, just like the little disposable ones or whatever, like something better than nothing, especially when nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Right.
If you're telling me like, hey, you know, some shit going on, you're like, people need to start wearing face masks, and it's like, okay, guess what? Huh, here go 3 of them right here, free. Just so we know, just to let y'all know that, like, hey, we just trying to keep shit safe. We don't know what's going on, but for right now, this is what we can do.
You could have sent those out, and you didn't have to say nothing. And I mean, my whole thing is, if you'd have had everybody aware and just exactly. as, like, informed, like, we've been informed that situation, we're going to be sending masks out to each house to make sure that you're protecting yourself and keep yourself. At that point, if you'd have had just a couple of people, yep. or a majority of people, you could have, like, yo, if you didn't want to wear a mask and you felt like you was good, straight. But if you get sick, it can be serious. You know what I'm saying? So then you start seeing niggas start coughing. I bet you start seeing niggas coughing, you're going to start covering your face up because everybody was fucking coughing.
Mm-hmm.
But since everybody just think it's something regular.
Right. Because I'm like, I remember when we was all sick in November. November, December, and January. Like, all through, I'm like, I remember niggas was sick. It's like, oh, it's just upper respiratory cold that's going around, you know. It's just this bug that's going around that everybody catching or whatever. I'm like, I haven't called off work for being sick in years. Because I'm like, fuck it, I just work through that shit. Take me some fucking cough medicine every 4 hours and drink tea and do all this other shit. And, you know, just be done with it. I'm like, my ass couldn't go to work. I was coughing a fucking lung up. I was coughing for 3 weeks after I wasn't sick no more. But had y'all said, like, hey, this the shit going around, we need y'all to do X, Y, and Z till we figure out exactly what the fuck is going on, I'm pretty sure niggas would have did that shit. Especially during flu season, So I'm like, oh man, do I got the flu? I've never had the flu. Oh, maybe that's what this is. And niggas just going on about their damn daily lives when we don't know half the fucking world know what's going on and in quarantine.
Right.
And our ass is just wandering around still doing the same shit.
That's my thing. Yeah, like, yo, then you could have had that situation where you could have said, like, oh, not everybody need to be masked up, but if you got enough people masked up, we could have slowed.
And then let's say, okay, by March, it's like, okay, hey, we know exactly what the fuck this shit is. This is what y'all need to do. But
it wouldn't have hit so hard. And the fact that you have been 100 from the jump, all of this whole, like, we've been working on the vaccine. We knew this was coming. We kind of had, you know, this, that, and the other. We had been working on the vaccine, this, that, and the other, this, that, and we kind of got something that we think is going to work. Give us a couple more months to refine it and everything and get it tight. And then take two of those and then you'd be good. And then it'd be like, but my whole thing in this whole situation was because you were so open and honest and you guys moving through the situation. Like, don't treat, like, you treat this situation like I need to vote for what's happening in the background of the country, but y'all don't let me know what's going on in the background of the country.
Yeah.
Y'all run this shit like how we talk about, like, when we at Best Buy and it's like, mm-hmm. people be like, do you have anything in the back? It'd be like, bitch. Like, you don't get to know what's going on in the back,
right.
Bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not for you.
Don't ask what's happening in the back, okay? But the customers don't have no say over what's going on in the back of the back of Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you don't get to go back there and be like, well, let me see what's happening back here. But like, yeah. I, as somebody who's paying taxes and doing everything and doing all of this stuff, y'all taking tax on my check, I should know what the fuck is going on. It shouldn't be nothing that's written that I don't know about. It shouldn't be levels to the country.
It shouldn't be, but it is, and it always has been.
When you say that this is.
The land of the free, home of the brave,
and the land of opportunity,
and all that other shit.
Like, if y'all was doing some shit overseas, and y'all did some shit, I should be able to read up on what the fuck y'all was doing, because, yo, this involves me too, because whatever y'all did over there can very well come back and fuck me up over here.
We'll find out in 20 years.
But that's what I'm saying. I could have been prepared for this.
Yes.
Because I knew that them niggas went over there and fucked that shit up over there. Mm-hmm. Let me get my shit in order, because y'all finna do some shit over here. I'm finna do.
That's why, when I was telling you all the shit about the shit going on in Australia and like all these little articles and shit that I've been reading, and that's what they were saying. It was like nothing, there's not anything that doesn't happen that they didn't try out before it became mainstream. So the guy who made that live about Australia was saying like, yeah, they doing this here first. Because it's going to happen everywhere else next. So, like, this is the test right here to see how it works. And it's like, okay, if we try this shit on this country that's known to be neutral, they don't have, you know, I sure don't have, like, uprisings and, you know, and trying to overthrow the government. And, you know, they don't do shit like that. People follow the fucking rules for the most part and, you know, listen to their government shit. So, if we try this on a country that does this, And this is the reaction we get. We'll know, like, hey, if we try this shit in America or in Europe or some shit where we know people like don't like to listen and push back, we already be prepared for the niggas that don't want to listen. Cause we gonna make y'all listen. One way or another, it's gonna happen. So right. That's what I was just like, man. And it's like every day I hear some shit. I hear something that confirms like a conspiracy or a theory that for a long time was just like, oh yeah, that shit's stupid. That don't make any sense. That's dumb. Why would that make any sense? Y'all niggas just crazy. It's a conspiracy theory. And then the fucking government come out and say aliens exist. And for my entire life,
Niggas been crazy.
You say, oh, y'all got the tin hats on, and oh, somebody said they was abducted by aliens and blah blah blah, and they liars and they crazy and that shit ain't real. And now here y'all go coming, you know what, actually we don't know what's out there and we think they do exist. And it's like, are you fucking playing with me? What kind of sick twisted game are you playing?
Just like, what is y'all trying to do?
Exactly.
Like, like you said, for years, like anybody who said they saw anything in the sky, y'all was calling them crazy and telling them y'all ain't see, that we ain't see shit. mm-hmm. and tell them that, oh, you just seen something like this, this, that, and the other.
Right. It oh, that was a weather balloon.
It wasn't really
what it you was military you drills like, and all this other shit.
I'm like, yo, bro.
It's like, for
now
real.
Now you come back and say this, and I'm just like, why couldn't you say this from the beginning?
It's no, like,
we didn't want to cause a panic. A panic of what? Like, we were still panicking. We just thought y'all was like, y'all was just hot and shit. Right. But now that y'all didn't know, we don't know what y'all have.
Right. Because so now you telling me that you know it's real. Okay, so do y'all really got? So y'all must really do got shit in Roswell. And niggas who want to storm that shit is like, you know, like, you call them crazy, call them lunatics and all this other stuff. But then you go
y'all
around.
And shit.
Right.
Like, again, as somebody who lives in the country, as somebody who put forth the situation, everything that the country asked me to do to be a citizen of this country, mm-hmm. I don't feel like there should be any part of this country that I don't really know about. Like, if you want to say that y'all going off doing, like, that tactical shit, with that, but, like, my whole thing is, like, y'all don't have no business doing that. If Best Buy went off and then tucked off some, like, secret decoys and went over into Target and did some stupid shit uh-huh. and got caught up, y'all would be like, nah. So, and when those situations happen, I understand that we all human in this game, but this is the country that I'm in.
Right.
But like, but I guess in the situation, like, when you open your country, like, you don't really want everybody to have your information. But it's just like, I don't know.
It's just like
aliens should be. I should be able to know what the fuck y'all doing back there. Like, I should be able to know.
I feel like that the whole aliens thing comes into the, I guess, the government not wanting to, I don't know. I feel like I had a thought, but I don't know. It's just so, I'm trying to think, like, if it was me, I'm the president, or I'm, you know, head, what, NATO, NASA, you know, whatever the fuck, like, do you tell the people, like, if it's true or not? And then, what would happen if, like, it was like, okay, what would have the outcome been 15 years ago had they came out 15 years ago and said aliens existed? Would it be the same? Would it be like, oh, yeah, we told y'all? It could be as simple as that. We said that, and y'all told us we lied. So y'all gaslit us to make us look like we was fucking crazy, and then y'all came out and said it was true. And I'm like, I don't feel like if anybody is, like, you know, gonna, like, sue the fucking government because they lied about fucking aliens. It's like, niggas just wanted to be acknowledged that they saw that what they saw was real and that they just not crazy. It's like, I knew aliens existed, and now I can go on about my fucking day knowing that I wasn't crazy when I said I saw some shit.
Right. And
I feel like that's all it is.
I had relatives that died crazy.
Right, and I'm like, I feel like that's all it is. Like, now, I'm not finna go build no fucking ship to go try to find them niggas. Hell no.
I don't got that. But I will read up and try to be smart enough to be able to help with other, you know, just that you can, let's start some classes. We need to know about space. Let's make that a situation where we're getting more people interested in, like, understanding space. We don't know shit about space.
But, see, that also, I feel like, once you bring space into it, yeah. Then that's gonna bring up the whole, like, flat earth, can we actually go to outer space? Have people been to outer space?
I guess my whole thing is, if aliens are here, where are they coming from? So that either means they're coming from inside the planet.
Uh-huh.
Or inside whatever the shit is.
Right.
Or they coming from outside this motherfucker.
Man, I feel like inside make more sense. They've been here. And they just come out when they need to. Unfortunately, they have not. They decided that it ain't time for them all to come out at the same time.
Like, I don't know. It's too many.
It's a lot of variables.
Trying to figure out everything that we don't know.
Yeah.
And in those situations, it's kind of like you just gotta pick the leaves from the trees that you want. And, you know, I say so. I mean, I got me a couple flat earth leaves. You know, I like that. But I do. Space is intriguing. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? If space exists, you know, for what it is, I mean, when the aliens come, I'm for sure, like, yo, like, we came from planet X, such as that, like, ho, I didn't think y'all was up there. You know, I was really not thinking y'all was fucking around up there.
Man, listen, that shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do if they asses decide to fucking show up. But, like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Where? I don't know. Because in my head, that should be some shit. And I feel like there's some element in truth in things that are fictional. So, like, it's probably why, I guess that's why I like disaster and, you know, those type of movies so much. Because it's like in the movie, like in Greenland with Gerard Butler. And they was talking about on the news, they was like, oh, you know, this comet that's gonna fly, you know, just pass through our atmosphere, and it's been like every however many years, and you know, it's gonna be this whole big thing, it's gonna be great. And the whole time the government knew that shit was gonna crash to the earth and pretty much end this shit. And they selected people to go into these bunkers, not you know, like people just randomly selected based on like what you do in your occupation and will you be a asset to like whatever this new world finna be. And it's like, y'all niggas knew about this shit for years and y'all ain't say shit. And instead of giving me the chance to try to save myself, because y'all not finna pick me.
No, because if it's up on that, then you lose society.
Yeah, you do.
You lose. Like, I'm not gonna work because y'all knew about this shit for 10 years and there was a fucking comet coming. It's just dead. Like, what the fuck? I'm living on the land. I'm gonna keep this bitch running for what?
Right. It's like, you telling me that this shit gonna be gone in a week? Like, gone, like everything? Like, nothing. So no money, no work, no bills.
While I understand not giving the whole truth, but but once you find out that there's an asteroid coming, If you let people know, you might get some help from outside, or somebody might have something. Like, it's a crazy man out there working on the asteroid busting laser gun.
Right.
And he just needs y'all to tell him that this asteroid coming, so he can let y'all get the schematics for that gun.
Right.
So, but
yeah, yeah.
Again, like, it was like, of course, it was like, the first people said like, yo, it's aliens out here, and they'd be like, yo, it is some shit flying around that we don't know about. People gonna go crazy. Automatic. Yeah. You're gonna have your people like, oh my god, it's the end of days. And like, look.
Shit ain't over with.
It ain't over with. You just gotta get somebody.
I feel like
the right person gotta come and give that speech.
I feel like the acknowledgement.
Danny Glover, Danny from 2012. You gotta tell us to just be cool to die.
I got my shirt on backwards.
And you know what I'm saying? And Danny Glover be like, look, y'all, look. Hey. It's cool to die.
I feel like had it just been an acknowledgement that if you tell me that space is vast and it's infinite and it's all these other galaxies and solar systems and planets and all this other shit, because y'all keep showing me the shit from telescopes, like, oh yeah, this is the diamond planet and this planet is blah 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 blah. So if you telling me all of this, and every star can be a sun, and stars have planets around them or other bodies of whatever around them, then there is a chance that there's some shit that can sustain fucking life, whether it's human-like or animal-like or whatever the fuck is out there, which means that there is a possibility for this to happen. Mm-hmm. That's all I say. All you gotta say, hey, we don't know what the fuck is out there, because that shit big.
Facts.
So it can very well
thing about the ocean.
It can very well be something out there we don't know for sure.
But in my head, it's like, y'all, like, the facts that y'all have about space vastly outweigh what y'all know about the fucking ocean.
Yeah, and I saw another thing when you was talking about the bomb going off. They was like, we don't even know what the fuck is down there, and that shit we can access.
Yeah.
Like, we can get to that. Like, you can go down, like, very, very deep into the waters. But so that, why not? Or why not? It's like, y'all want to explore everything else but the shit at home.
Conspiracy theory.
There it is.
Conspiracy theory. NASA started off exploring the oceans.
Oh.
So why the fuck they stop and try to start exploring off planet?
What they find, cousin.
What did they see down there that they
what
was like,
the fuck did they
yo,
we need.
Let's see what's out here.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go check out the garage. Now, fuck that hall closet. Mm-mm. We ain't going in that hall closet. Don't go. Mm-mm.
So that had kind of like got me. I was in that bitch like,
Yeah, because that's a...
What the fuck did y'all see? Yeah. The ocean's scary in itself.
It is.
Because it's just nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing and everything.
Well, the ocean is what it's like to be a fly and probably, like, fly around, like, my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you the fly.
I'm the fly. It's just like, there's so much stuff to do.
It's so big in
but
here.
But the bigger you get, the less that shit is. Walking, I need to be big as fuck, so I can just go see what's at the bottom of that ocean.
I cannot. Okay, Ant-Man.
Reach my hand on that.
Now, so I'm going to reach their hand back up at your...
I'm bigger than the ocean.
You ain't bigger than what's down there.
If I grow to touch the bottom of the floor.
Yes, you know what's inside there, cause the fire monster.
No, goddamn King Kong and his
his kin. They need to quit playing and wake up some goddamn kaiju.
No, I don't want to play with
them. Niggas ain't going to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. I'm like, And then Godzilla wake his ass up. I'm like, y'all niggas.
Well, I'm getting my powers on the 20th of October, so...
Wait, what's going on 25 October?
8 people gonna get powers.
8 people?
8.
Out of everybody?
Out of everybody.
Oh, okay. Is that the qualifications you gotta meet?
Nope, just be me.
Just be you.
Now somebody one of the other 8. I don't know. I just know I'm gonna be one of those 8 people.
Okay.
All right. Came to me in a dream.
Okay, we'll come back to y'all on October 20th and we'll let y'all know if Cousin got his powers. Man, or if I got powers.
I'm gonna be so mad if you get powers.
Like, cousin, come here real quick. My ass flying around my room. He was like,
but I want to fly. I'm not the computer person. I don't know how to work the computer. I'd be the villain, man. I had to synthesize my cousin's blood. He's like, you have never synthesized my blood. Like, I'm going to get that blood.
You're always trying to synthesize my blood. Okay, Wesker, your ass just turned into a villain. Nowhere.
I'm gonna get that blood.
I cannot deal. Oh man.
Cause you gotta fly through the roof and just fuck this whole shit up. You'll never get my blood. Boosh, boosh,
boosh. Cats, come on. Why the fuck is it a hole in my floor?
My cousin flew away because I was trying to get her blood.
Her dog gonna fall downstairs.
Shut the damn dog.
God damn it, cousin. Oh yeah, man. Yes, That's funny. So I had mentioned earlier.
What'd you mention?
About Australia, and that came up because right now in Australia they have a crazy quarantine lockdown going on to the point where they said if you are unvaccinated, you cannot go outside of 3 miles away from your crib in any direction, which led me and cousin talking about could you sustain yourself if you could only go 3 miles outside, like within 3 miles from your crib.
Chicago is dense enough for you to say yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I did that like back home, then I think my situation is a little is a lot smaller. And like if you said, can I?
But luckily, even back in St. Louis, like y'all are in a good area. To where you know, you still got, like, food options. You can still, like, go, you know, get things, like, go to the store and all, you know, basic, like, necessities that you need. You still have access. Right. You still have access to that. But, yeah, I'm like, if you in a country.
Like grandma.
Right, you fucked.
you fucked if they gave you an extra two miles. They gave you an extra 3 more miles and you still in a bad position. Your ass gonna have to live off the land.
Pretty much. Yeah. But you could also have things delivered.
Which I think is still, like, stupid. But I guess not. Because, I mean, like, again, like, also, does that mean that everybody who's making deliveries is vaccinated?
Apparently, yeah.
They got their shit under control. Everybody in our Uber staff?
Hell no. You said what?
Everybody in our Uber staff vaccinated?
Most likely no. Because if you're driving for Uber, or if you, let's say you only doing like Instacart, Uber Eats, Grubhub, where you don't have to deal with people in your car. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the only time you're around people is when you're going to pick up orders or groceries. If they don't have that shit already separate in a different section of the store for you, just go pick that shit up. to limit the amount of interaction you get. So, I don't know. I mean, luckily for us in our current location, I'm pretty much by everything I need.
Yeah.
My job, on the other hand, is not within 3 miles. Could I have a job within 3 miles? I could. But, you know, it's just, it's one of them things. It's like, ugh. They got some crazy shit going on over there.
Yeah, man, I don't know. In my brain, they're just like, yo, this, I don't know, man. You couldn't have told me in here, didn't even know what it was a pandemic. I think this shit only video games. And then,
hey, I'm trying to tell you, like, I got
where is Bruce?
Shit.
Somebody find me Bruce.
I cannot.
We can go in and.
Let's stop this. To end this. Who's the bad guy here? Who needs to be stopped in order for this to be over with? Yeah, it's crazy. I was thinking about the weekend before lockdown hit last year and how I had just made plans to go back to brunch because we went to brunch, but my friend couldn't go because she was sick. And we was like, that's okay, girl. I'm gonna make reservations to go again next week. And then here my ass get to work. Well, I'm looking at the news and it's like, what? Lockdown? What? All the stores closed? Restaurants? Where am I supposed to spend my money? What am I supposed to do on the weekends? I gotta go home. I gotta stay at home? Like every day? This is just something I'm not accustomed to. This is
right.
I'm like, wait a minute, I was supposed to be going to the movies in a month. And that shit just fucked up everything. I'm like, I ain't never had nothing kill my plans that hard. And then like, it wasn't shit I could do about it. But yeah, that shit's crazy. Well, what would y'all do? Y'all not gonna tell us.
No, never. I don't really care. You know, you better hope I don't see you out there. Okay, how about that? What you do? You just stay the fuck away from me.
Okay? I know that's
if
right.
I see you out there in the streets,
you're like, Shari, you don't know me.
You don't know me. Y'all don't say nothing to me.
Right. But
have a good day and email us at cousintimepodcast@gmail.com.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the first episode in the return of the cousins. You know what to do. Y'all not gonna do it, so I'm not even gonna say it. This is She Cousin.
I'll give you $1. Send me an email for $1. Come get it.
We'll email it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you email us, we will email you $1. Don't worry about how we're going to do it. Just know we can do it.
Don't spend it all in one place.
You better not, because we're going to find it. But I am She Cousin.
And I am He Cousin.
And together, we got the power.